Welcome to the Health Ranger Report on Brighteon.tv. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger and the founder of Brighteon. And today we're joined by Donald J. Trump's spokesperson, Liz Harrington. She's the spokeswoman for the campaign of Donald Trump. And she joins us today to help lay out Donald Trump's vision for America and what he plans to do should he win a third election, because he already won two, of course. If we can get Trump into the White House, what does that mean for America? What can he do for this country to help defend it against the authoritarian tyrants? But I also have some tough questions for Liz Harrington about big pharma and vaccines and COVID and the pandemic and related topics. So this is going to be a fascinating interview. I think you'll really enjoy what she has to say about Trump's vision for this constitutional republic. So stay with us. We'll be right back here on Brighteon.tv with Liz Harrington from the Donald J. Trump campaign.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging, works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. And as you know, I voted for Trump twice, and I think most Americans did, in fact. The election was, in my view, stolen from Trump in 2020, and America would be in a much better place right now if Trump were in the Oval Office running things instead of the person that is there right now. So joining me today from Team Trump, because I put out the invitation, we want to ask some questions of what I'm calling Team Trump, is Trump's spokesperson, a spokeswoman, Liz Harrington, joins us for the next few minutes to talk about Trump's vision for America. And thank you so much, Liz, for joining me today. It's an honor to have you on.
Thanks so much, Mike. Thanks for having me.
I'm happy to have you on. And let me just give out the website here for the campaign as well. It's DonaldJTrump.com. And I see people can contribute there and they can shop there. And he's got a great quote there. We'll start with, "They're not after me, they're after you. I'm just standing in the way." Completely agree. And they sure are after Trump right now. There's a lot of buzz that he may be indicted on some bogus charges. We all expect that. What's the campaign's position on Trump's legal issues and how that might affect his campaigning for president?
Well, Mike, every time they try to do this election interference, it really seems to backfire on them, and he'll probably go up even higher in the polls. But the real concerning thing is what's going to be left of our country. I mean, this is so out of control. The prosecutorial misconduct that we're learning about with this corrupt special prosecutor, Jack Smith, that you had a prosecutor, and most recently the reports are, you know, basically offering a bribe, dangling a judgeship to one of our witnesses' lawyers to try to get them to potentially turn on President Trump. Of course, there's nothing to turn against on President Trump because he did nothing wrong. Right. And we've seen this. This is now year 7 since he came down the escalator, and we've had the intel agencies, the Obama administration, now you have the lawless Biden regime framing President Trump, trying to entrap him, drum up fake charges. You have them coordinating with the district attorney in New York, already an unprecedented indictment that doesn't even list a crime, by the way, because there is none in New York City.
Right.
And now you have, you know, all these rumors. We don't know what's going to happen. But it's a very, very scary time for our country. Not because of President Trump. Look, he's handled the attacks, the smears, the lies. I mean, he can withstand anything. He's an incredible person, an incredible leader. But what will this mean for our country when we go after not just former presidents, American presidents, but the number one leader in all the polls, not just the Republican primary, but the general election?
Right.
They're trying to take him out and take away the choice of the American people.
Yeah.
So that's the number one concern, Mike. Yeah.
I mean, talk about election interference. I mean, look at what the Biden regime is doing. It's outrageous. But the American people see, at least many do, the weaponization of the DOJ, the weaponization of the FBI, and so on, selective prosecution. And yet, how they turn a blind eye to everything that the Biden family has been involved with, even from the cover-up of the Hunter Biden laptop, to now very serious allegations of bribery of the Biden crime family, I call them, from Ukraine and probably China and other places around the world. And it's clear that the Bidens would never pass a legitimate background check because of all the blackmail material that's available on them through Hunter Biden's laptop.
Right.
So, and those are my, you know, my statements and my opinions, not yours or Trump's campaign, obviously, but I'm sure Trump is fully aware of all this. The question is, let's just take it to the extreme. Could Trump still run for president if he were jailed? You know, illegitimately, obviously. But I mean, I actually think he could win in jail because America would be so angry with the fact, with that much election interference. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, you said it at the top of the segment, Mike. I mean, he's already won twice, and I believe he will win a third time, and nothing's going to stop him from continuing this campaign. Nothing. I mean, and the American people see through it so much. And I mean, the lengths that they choose to go, I think it's going to backfire on them big time. I mean, we're going to fight all of these fraudulent witch hunts tooth and nail. I mean, he's got an incredible team of lawyers. But honestly, we don't know what they're going to do because they're desperate. That's why they're doing this. They're so desperate because they know President Trump is an existential threat to them, to the deep state. He's the only one who's capable, willing, understands it, and has the leadership ability to actually hold people accountable. He knows everything now. I mean, going into his first term, he was so brand new to Washington, and I think so many of us didn't realize just how corrupt our system was. And that's been exposed. President Trump has been at the forefront of exposing it after the rigged and stolen election. And so the people are really seeing that. And I think as far as they go, they're so desperate, it's going to backfire. But again, nothing's going to stop President Trump from running. And no matter what they throw at him, no matter if they try to falsely imprison him and do this on an expedited timetable. I mean, they're already doing this sham show trial in New York,
right
smack dab in the middle of primary season. it's so transparent what they're doing, and the people really see it, and they're not going to stand for it.
Well, they are. The regime in charge right now, they are authoritarian tyrants who are lawless and unethical and immoral on top of everything else. But I want to share something with you that's fascinating. I know people who voted for Biden and have recently told me that they will now support Trump. And I asked them why? Why? What's changed? And they said, well, we didn't realize that Biden was going to push all of this tyranny and get us into all these wars and shut down our domestic energy infrastructure. And we didn't realize that we're all going to be forced, you know, to take these jabs. And, you know, we'll talk about jabs. I know Trump opposes mandatory vaccines. That's important. Whereas Biden and the Democrats want to force people to take these jabs. But I'm seeing people starting to change their minds about this right now. Even some people who were vehemently opposed to Trump before are now more open to Trump.
Right. And it's because they know the difference. I mean, they lived through really the best economic year we've had in generations in 2019, all ushered in by President Trump's pro-growth policies, not just pro-growth, just pro-American policies. And the energy independence, dominance that we can have, President Trump unleashed that after decades of all these phony, fake politicians, you know, clamoring so we can be energy independent. None of them followed through. None of them followed through on securing the border. Right. None of them followed through on, you know, trade. They sold us out for so long. Endless wars. I mean, this is something that really crosses party lines, the issues. You know, when President Trump is asked, you know, oh, are you conservative? What is this? He's like, yeah, I'm conservative. But you know what? I am for common sense. And it really crosses all party lines. It's not about party, really. So much of what we see in the news is political theater. It's a uniparty.
That's true.
And the people are really starting to see that. And that's why President Trump is so unique, because, well, he's just so real and authentic. He's not tied to anybody. There's no donor behind him. There's nobody that he's beholden to. He's only beholden to the country and what he thinks will be in our best interest. And he executed that. People can see the difference, and they really, really want that again. And all these other people are being exposed for just being puppets for the corrupt establishment.
Yeah, exactly, Liz. And a big question for you here is Trump confident that he will achieve the nomination on the Republican side, because he's leading in the polls. In my opinion, he's the only obvious choice. I mean, everybody else the establishment tries to throw against him is a joke at this point. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, they're really just exposing themselves, like I said, to be political hacks. I mean, that are not interested in the country. They're just, you know, got somebody else behind them, got a bunch of consultants telling them to run. And they won't be able to get the job done because they'll be so beholden to everybody else. It'll be the same career type politicians that are not authentic, they're not real, and they won't get the job done. And if they really did have the best interests of the country at heart, and they were sincerely believe that, oh, maybe President Trump needs some help, maybe he won't be able to win a general election, then why don't they help him? They clearly don't have a shot at winning the nomination. The voters want President Trump because it's obvious. He is our best chance. He is the best candidate. But they should be united and know, after what happened in 2020, we need President Trump again. We need him. And it's unprecedented, Mike. He got the most votes of any incumbent president in history. It doesn't happen. You do not run for re-election and gain 12 million votes and somehow, quote unquote, lose. It does not happen. Barack Obama lost votes when he was running in 2012 and still won easily. And it's so ridiculous on its face. Nobody believes. I'll have to plug the Carrie Lake new song, 81 million votes. My ass.
Right.
I mean, no one believes. Everyone actually knows it's not true. And the ceiling for votes is President Trump. He's the one that can expand the base. He can expand the potential of voters. Only he can. This conventional Republican milquetoast candidate like a Ron DeSantis, they actually have a very low ceiling. It's the party is so different now. The voters are so different now.
Well,
he's only going to be able to attract a constituency that doesn't even really exist anymore to win elections.
Well, I say, Governor DeSantis, Florida needs you for four more years, so please serve Florida. I think he's done a lot of great for Florida, and he needs to stay there and do that job, in my opinion. But a serious question to you here about, I have no doubt that Trump can get enough votes to win any honest election. But of course, I believe it was stolen from him in 2020. It's clear. There are even analyses that claim that Trump won California, by the way. You perhaps have seen those. Not everybody agrees with that, but I think it's plausible. The real question is, how does Trump beat the cheating in 2024?
It is, I think, probably the most important question, because we saw what they did in 2020. And honestly, it was so shocking, the lengths that they went. They did not care. It was an ends justify the means election. They didn't care what law was broken, if they violated the Constitution, if they cheated right in front of your very eyes. They did not care. They were not going to let President Trump remain in the White House, where he rightfully should have remained, and we wouldn't have all of these problems that we're facing. But it is the number one question that I think it matters most, because we can't fix anything else unless we have a free and fair vote. And so we're looking at this very closely. We're trying to work with a lot of different. One good thing about the stolen election, there's certainly not many, is that the American people have really woken up to how corrupt our system is. And they also have gotten involved. And we have tremendous grassroots groups just on their own volition have been working on this day in, day out, getting involved on the local level, scouring the voter rolls, doing challenges, figuring out what's wrong with our system so how we can fix it. We're going to tap into all of these brilliant people that, you know, have no agenda, just that they love their country. We're working with them. We're going to work with a variety of different groups. We're going to look at everything, because it's an all hands on deck problem and it needs an all hands on deck solution. So there are many ways that they are undermining and manipulating our elections, and we have to be very tactical and strategic and just trying to thwart their plans, because we know they're going to throw everything at us. But if we can find ways to thwart them, I believe, and just give us a chance to have a free and fair vote, then President Trump will win hands down.
Well, we're going to have to fight for a fair vote, right? I mean, it's a real battle. We saw in 2020 all the mules and all the ballot stuffing and all of the mail-in ballots, which was a big part of the fraud. And it's clear that Democrats want to just print, you know, hundreds of millions of ballots and just throw them all over the city and then gather them up and then count them as Democrat votes, right? That's essentially the way they operate.
They literally call it ballot on demand in Arizona with run back. I mean, it's absurd on its face. And we saw what happened with Carrie Lake's election as well.
Oh, yeah. Carrie Lake was robbed.
Oh, it's crazy. And the courts are so corrupt. But one good thing is it's getting it out there. I mean, the people really, the more they see it, the more they're just so upset, but they're not going to take no for an answer. You know, they're going to not stop until we fix this problem.
All right.
This issue is not going away. It really isn't. And I think that plays into our favor.
I would also say that something like 24 states have passed more election integrity laws since then, and that are tightening up various things like ballot harvesting and mail-in ballots and so on. And I think that will work in your favor. And also, you know, another thing that's interesting is so many people are fleeing the Democrat-controlled states and cities because of the abhorrent conditions that are materializing there under Democrat rule, that over time also, there'll be so many more voters in red states, and it will even shift Congress, you know, the House will shift over time because of that. But that may not come into huge play in 2024, but it's a long-term trend. Let me ask you a different question, and thank you so much for having the patience to answer all these. One of my criticisms of Trump's first term was that he may have been too trusting in the people around him. And it turned out that many of the people that were brought into Trump's first administration, in my opinion, ended up being themselves kind of swampish, right? And they didn't really implement Trump's vision and what he wanted to do. And they resisted him. What is Trump's plan, should he win this next election, to surround himself with can-do people who are not Washington insiders and establishment, you know, swamp creatures, but real Americans. What's his plan on that front?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. It's a good question. And what President Trump wants to make very clear is, you know, when he was first elected, it shocked the world, right? And he did not have really a team in place that would come in, because he'd only spent 17 total days ever in Washington, D.C. He was a New Yorker, a businessman, real estate. That was his life. And so he really was thrown into kind of the belly of the beast. And like I mentioned earlier, I don't think we really realized how deep the swamp really went. Drain the Swamp, I mean, ended up being such a big rallying cry, but it's even bigger today because it's so much deeper than anyone thought. So he did have to rely on others. But he also, you have to kind of remember too, you know, he had one of the most conservative members probably in the entire Congress, Jeff Sessions. He picked him as Attorney General. And what happened? I mean, so that would have been, you know, a great MAGA pick. He ended up recusing himself and letting a corrupt Justice Department try to frame President Trump.
It was unbelievable to watch that.
Right. So, yeah. You know, in hindsight, you know, you obviously can look back and wish some other choices would have been made. But he did make a lot of good choices that, unfortunately, the people did not live up to what we thought they were. But also, now he knows all the players. And he's lived through it. He knows how corrupt it is. He really knows. I mean, he likes to give people the benefit of the doubt. You know, he even tried to work with Jim Comey, right?
Right.
He invited him to dinner, and he was like, I want to do what's best for the country. And I think what's so unfamiliar with President Trump, when you're working in real estate and business, you know, there's a self-interest there that you know that you're kind of on the level. I mean, it's, you know, a ruthless business, or it can be, you know, the business world. But you know that the guy on the other end of the table isn't going to do something that would, you know, hurt his business.
He doesn't want to blow up the whole deal either.
That's not the way the swamp works.
Exactly.
They will do anything to hurt our own country. And I think that was so foreign to President Trump. It's foreign to most people, because it's how can you have this? It's just downright evil, quite frankly. But now he knows. He knows what he's dealing with. And he's put out, if you go to DonaldJTrump.com and go to Agenda 47, go to all the policy videos. He has specific plans for how he's going to clean up the Justice Department in particular, the intel agencies, stop this revolving door with big tech, and really just this deep state that is operating on autopilot. He has concrete solutions to how to fix it. And I think you can also see it in the campaign right now. He has a lot of people who are really true and really loyal to the country. They're not just swamp dwellers. And it's a small, bare bones kind of campaign operation, but they're loyal people, they're effective people. And I think that's what you'll get in a historic second term. And again, one silver lining, we now kind of know who these people are. They've shown their true colors. And that is a blessing, because a lot of these people, they say all the right things. And behind the scenes, they've just been undermining the country for so long. And that is what has hurt us so much as a country.
Well, right. But it also brings up the issue when you look at Jeff Sessions and people like that. Once Trump nominates them into a position, or hires them for that position, they immediately get targeted by the deep state that we the people are all suffering under, by the way. So mm-hmm. I always wondered if Jeff Sessions was threatened or compromised and told to step down, or they would do something, because that happens all the time, as you know, in this space. So maybe Jeff Sessions is innocent, but threatened. In any case, he was not effective. And it brings up the bigger question, which is, you know, the weaponization that we're seeing, you know, against Trump right now is a travesty of justice. We've entered a realm now in America where even I interviewed a guest here who is a J6 political prisoner, and he was a former male model no violence, no weapons, didn't destroy any property. He refused to sign the plea deal. He's been sentenced to 2 years and 8 months in prison for simply taking part in a peaceful effort to voice grievances against a government. If Trump becomes president, does he plan to pardon or to address these grave injustices against the J6 innocent protesters?
Yes, absolutely. And he's been on the record with that. He's going to be looking at a lot of pardons. This is just like you said, Mike, this is a travesty. And how are we not the Soviet Union? I mean, it is so disturbing that this is happening in our country, the lack of due process. These many have just been languishing in jail with such, and you're supposed to have a right to a, you know, fair and speedy trial. They're not getting fair trials. I mean, these judges have stacked the deck so much. They've withheld the prosecutions. They've withheld exculpatory evidence. And this is their playbook. They've actually been doing it for a long time, but now they're really weaponizing it against, of course, not just President Trump, but just everyday average Americans. If you have the wrong political views, if you showed up to see a speech by a president of the United States, if you're objecting to the probably the most corrupt election we've ever had in this country, attending a protest. And they have just the abuse of power, what they've done, the probably illegal warrants that they've been doing with the geofencing data, right, which they totally dismissed and said, oh, that's not accurate for 2,000 mules. But they used it to go
right. After- God bless you all. God bless America. Take care.